Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Talk About It Tuesday. I'm your host, Malin.
And I'm your other host, Jamie.
And today's article, I'm not going to lie, Jamie, I'm kind of surprised that it even passed. I mean, this one was like, what is happening?
So, see, you're surprised, and I'm like, of course.
Well, I would say that's a form of surprise, too, when you're like, of course. Maybe, unless you were in... Well, before we get into it, let me just go ahead and recap. So today's article comes to us from the state of Nebraska about the state of Iowa. I'll explain as we get going.
I love that. Because we have opinions here in Nebraska about all of you all, right?
Right. So this comes from KETV, Channel 7. It's an ABC affiliate out of Omaha, Nebraska. And the title of the article says, Iowa Governor Signs Arming School Staff Bill into Law. So this is Governor Kim Reynolds, for those of you that do or don't know. She is the current governor of the state of Iowa. She signed a bill into law on Friday, which if you look at the date of this, that was just this last Friday, April 19th. And what this law does, it allows teachers and staff with gun permits to start carrying guns at school. So to get a permit, the school staff have to pass a background check and go to several quarterly trainings. As you can imagine, there are several opponents to this saying that adding guns to the classroom is going to put kids in danger even more than they are now. Although supporters on the other side say armed staff members are necessary to lower response times in crisis situations. So I'm going to do a quote here, Jamie, a couple quotes. So this is one quote from Jeremy. I'm going to butcher the last name. Meow. It sounds like a M-O-U-W. Mao. He is a Spirit Lake School Board member. And what Jeremy says is, we want the timeline not to be 7 or 8 minutes like it was in Perry, Iowa, but we want it to be in 30 seconds. We want a staff member there, someone who is capable, well-trained, who loves our kids. They love their job and they love their kids, says Jeremy. I also have somebody here that's from the Iowa State Education Association. His name is Coy. Man, these names. Macquad, M-A-Q-U-A-D-T. And Coy says, Iowa students deserve to go to school in a safe and healthy learning environment. And we certainly think that in introducing guns into our schools and our classroom is not a step in that direction. So, Jamie, that is the article that I bring to us today, is one that is, as you can imagine, already having people pick sides. So, Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, you signed a bill into law that says that staff and teachers can now, if they have a permit, can now carry guns into the classrooms. I personally don't know how I feel about that. What do you think?
I was curious how much support this had. So I just did a quick little Google search, and I know we don't usually bring other articles, but in another article, it said that the Senate voted 33-14 to pass the bill. Like a 2/3 majority, essentially, passed the bill. And I don't know. I have so many thoughts. I guess it makes me super grateful that my kids are no longer in school,
in a public school system.
Well, just because I'm sure nobody is going to be surprised when I say I tend to land on the side of more guns do not make us safer. And I would not want my children going to school in an environment where teachers are packing. I don't know many teachers that I know personally that would want to be responsible for that. That's an awful lot of responsibility for an educator to take. And I'm sorry, but I just can't imagine that quarterly trainings are enough to equip a teacher who was not previously trained as a police officer, or, you know what I mean? Like that, it's an awful lot of responsibility that I wouldn't want.
Yeah. So this article has quite a bit of things that I would love to start unpacking. One of the things that I go to, because again, I'm going to be the stereotypical Republican in the room and say, I, you know, the rights for people to bear arms, I love it. I think we all should be able to do that if that's what we choose to do. Here's where I'm struggling. I am struggling in the environment in which these guns are being brought in. That's where I am. That is where I'm like, wait a minute. Are we just adding to an already bigger problem? In the article, it even states, it references an incident, a very sad incident that happened in Perry, Iowa, where a student, and most of the times I think these shootings happen with students coming back in, but it was a student that came in and started shooting. They did a school shooting. It was very sad, very traumatic. And this article references they don't want that kind of situation happening again, which means they wanted a response time faster than the police could get there. And the police got there in a pretty quick manner. So that takes me into, you're now response, or you're now relying on school staff or teachers to be able to do what a police officer, and I know that's exactly what you said, but like that's, I'm literally walking you through my mind map here. As a parent, and I'm just going to go from that lens, I don't know how I feel about a teacher being able to make a determination of if a life needs to be taken or not. Now, extend from me and go into a teacher's mindset. Would a teacher be prepared to take a life of a child that they are trying to educate? If that split decision comes down to now you're looking down at this child that you're trying to teach them, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, history, and suddenly because they're now a threat, you change over to, I'm going to draw my weapon and look down at the same child through a barrel and be able to pull the trigger. That's a whole lot. And this is exactly why it's causing me to pause and go, is this really a good thing? Is this really a move in the right direction?
Well, and I don't know what the landscape looks like in Iowa, but I know in my state, locally, we don't have a ton of substitute shortages or teacher shortages, but I do know that that is an issue, and I can't imagine that this is going to make that any better. You know, I know for myself, if I wanted to go into education, this would make me take a pause and say, is that really an environment I want to work in? And I feel like there's other answers, and that's what I don't understand. Like, and I'm sure some of your bigger schools in Iowa are going to have school resource officers and things like that. That's how the city that I live in has kind of dealt with some of this stuff, is we have an officer that is assigned to the school, you know, to the high school. I think they rotate, they might rotate in the middle schools, but, you know, to have an officer on site, maybe that's the answer, because then that person is trained to know and assess risk and safety. And you know what, though? At the end of the day, I just even come back from that and I think, oh my gosh, why are we talking this way? Like, why is this even a thought? Why is this even an issue? And what are we missing on the bigger picture to say, what is wrong with our society that our kids can't go to school and be safe, that we have to even worry about that? You know what I mean?
Well, and I can appreciate that question. And for me, it's like, but, and this is going to sound really cold and jaded, but we are in a society where we do have to worry about that stuff. And when we were in school, we had kids. And when I was in high school and I lived in a small town, we had kids that would go out hunting before school, and they would come in with their trucks, with their rifles in the back of their car, with no thought to it. Mm-hmm. In today's landscape, we can't do that. So I understand and can respect the fact that that has changed. Why it's changed, I'm with you. I don't know, but it has. Where I stop short, though, is saying, have we done every measure that we could to keep kids safe and keep guns out and people that would want to hurt our kids out? And I know I just got done saying that a lot of times those shooters are students. So it's these students have to, they're welcomed in through the front door, and then they may have a gun or a weapon that they use against fellow students once they're in the building. To me, I would say, do we have every measure in place to prevent these types of weaponry to come into the school? Do we have metal detectors? Do we have police officers? Do we have, I'm just making this up, like, you know, dogs that can sniff out gunpowder? I don't know. I'm just making this up. Like, I feel like before we draw the line of saying we're going to have staff and teachers have the ability to start bringing firearms in, are these other measures in place? So that's my question number one. Question number two is, what do you do with the liability issue that this creates?
Oh my
you know,
gosh.
If I take away the human part of this and just look at on paper, what kind of liability does this open the school up to? Does this open up the teacher? What happens if there's an accident? What happens if the firearm isn't secure and it gets into the wrong hands? At what age can you have firearms? I mean, I know there's incidents with kids as young as third grade bringing weapons to school. Does that mean that that teacher could take an action and shoot or harm a child that young? Like, there's just so much to think through. And I know the woulda, coulda, shoulda scenarios could keep us spinning forever. But in my heart of hearts, when I hear this, I just have to ask myself, have we taken every other precaution first before we got to this place? Before we go to that last action of allowing guns to come in from a staff or a teacher's perspective, I would want to make sure every other stone has been overturned.
Well, and my curiosity will be in a few years what this does. Like, how many teachers actually opt into doing this? Are there going to be incidents, and is that being tracked well? But again, you know, I guess to me, it just, all of these kind of things feel like treating a rash that's actually cancer. You know what I mean? It feels like topical ointment on something that's internal. And that's my concern with laws like this. And if I can't say that I do research on this kind of stuff, but this is the first I've heard of a state allowing this. So this is the first time. This is the first time that the signs on the outside of the school will be no guns or drugs allowed except by trained staff, you know? So that's it's a big, bold step, Iowa. I don't know. I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for your kids. And, I think overall, I'm just saddened that this is where we're at.
Yeah. And as much as I can't wrap my brain around it, and we've had these conversations, I do have to believe that this was a step in moving in the direction of fixing the problem of making sure our kids feel safe. I do have to believe that. Where I want to just pause for a second is, would this cause children to feel more safe or less safe? I don't know. I don't know if we have that answer. Will it prevent, you know, school shootings in the future? I don't know. I conceptually, I think I could be like, well, if you don't know which teacher has a gun, I guess, because you don't know which one would be able to fire back. But if you're in the space of you're going to go into a school and open fire on your innocent schoolmates, I don't know if you care enough. You know what I mean? I don't know if that person is in the right state of mind to have those types of rational thinking. And so when you have an irrational person doing irrational acts, you can't rationalize it. You can't put into a solution something that's going to fix all problems, because it's not something that is rational.
Well, and I don't think this will be a deterrent, because I think most of the time when people take those actions, they expect not to live through it. I think they expect to, if they don't plan to take care of it themselves and not live through it, then they know full well that they likely won't live through it anyway. So it won't be a deterrent. Will it improve response time? Maybe. But so would a partnership with your local police department to place a school resource officer in the front office or in the middle of the school, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I know that there are so many other measures that can be taken, like most schools, I believe, lock all of the doors but the front door. And sometimes even the front door is locked. You have to get buzzed into the front door, you know? And that obviously hasn't prevented all of it that's happened so far. But that's, I mean, all we can do is put as many defenses out as we can. And I don't feel like this is a wise one. So my vote would be very much against this specific measure, personally.
Yeah, and I'm struggling, as I stated earlier. I'm for people having the right to bear arms. I just don't know if I am comfortable with them doing that within the school. And that's something I'm going to be personally wrestling with. But yeah, I agree with you. Very bold step for the state of Iowa. And it will be interesting to see what kind of unfolds there. But wow, I never thought I'd see this day, to be quite honest. And it makes me nervous for my kids that are finishing up in the public school system. Kind of wants me to have them hurry up and get through it, because who knows what's going to happen where they're at. So
my fear is that this is political fodder in an election year. You know what I mean? Is this just a big, bold step to join a mass of people who would be for this, or, you know, to make the ones that are way against this stand up and be counted? You know, it makes me wonder if it's an election year stunt. So I don't know. Well, that makes me curious also.
And if it is, I think you're betting a lot on that decision, because I can see where people who support, you know, the right to bear arms like I do still have a problem with this. And it might have been too bold too soon. I don't know. I hope it's not just, hey, it's an election year, so we're really trying to make sure people can see what we're doing and rally the troops. Because in my opinion, there's some political things you can do that for, and I'm fine putting our kids' life on the line so you can, you know, position yourself politically better. That's not something that I'm going to tolerate. So again, I'm choosing to believe that this was put into place to help increase the safety of kids in public schools in the state of Iowa. If it's proven to be otherwise, I think that's the fallout to that should be huge, and people shouldn't stand for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, big one. Big one. This was Thanks a big for one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I read it and I was like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. But here we are. All right. So if you guys see an article that you would like us to read, or it's not getting a lot of traction, please go ahead and email that to us at roundtablemindset@gmail.com. And we will be back next week, where we have a whole new article and a brand new set of opinions.
And don't forget to tune in on Thursday for an all new episode of Roundtable Mindset, where we're going to tackle some new perspectives. And I think we have a couple of great guests coming on too. So that'll be fun also. So join us there also. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.